The Therapeutic Goods Administration announced a list of sunscreens have been paused, recalled, or under its review. The TGA has expressed significant concerns with the reliability of SPF testing by a UK-based laboratory. Ruby Ward has this story.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration announced a list of sunscreens that have been paused, recalled, or are under its review after significant concerns over their SPF reliability. The 21 sunscreens sold by 17 companies share the same base formula made by manufacturer Wild Child Laboratories. The TGA said it had significant concerns about the reliability of SPF testing undertaken by Princeton Consumer Research Corp, a laboratory based in the UK. Professor of Chemistry Oliver Jones from RMIT University spoke on the standard globally accepted methods for SPF testing on humans and how they do work well.
What you essentially do is you take a set amount of sunscreen that you're testing and you apply it to the skin of volunteers that have come in for this, right? And you test and you basically time how long it takes for them to get for the skin to go red with and without the sunscreen. And then you look at the difference and you calculate the factor from the sun protection factor from that.
Right. And what are the limitations of that method?
You have to make sure you're doing it exactly the same each time. So you have to measure out exactly the right amount of sunscreen. You have to be using a particular type of lamp. It also depends a little bit on the volunteers that you have. So, for example, if you even use no sunscreen at all, different people's skin reacts differently to sun. So you need to make sure that you're testing a variety of skin types and then sort of taking that into account when you're calculating your SPF factor. So it doesn't sound like it's as scientific as you might expect, but that's currently the sort of best practice. For the most part, it works pretty well.
Oliver Jones says the recent recalls of multiple sunscreen brands could be a good thing.
To be honest, all the ones that are on the market in Australia are tested, and when something happens, it is picked up. So although it sounds like a bad news story today, having pulled this stuff off the shelves, in some respects, it's a good news story because they found there's a problem and they've acted on it rather than a problem being missed.
Director of Sir Ian Porter Nanobiosensing Facility at RMIT University, Professor Vipul Bansal, stated there are significant ethical concerns on current SPF testing as it requires human subjects to be exposed to unnecessary UV radiation.
So as a part of SPF testing, those tests need to be performed on humans. We call in vivo tests. So in that case, a sunscreen product is applied on the human skin, and then the ultraviolet light, UV light, is shine upon the skin. And then it is observed how long it takes for the reddening of the skin to occur. So in that context, we are exposing the participants to a UV irradiation, which is a class 3 carcinogen. So there are ethical concerns around using in vivo methods on human skin for SPF testing.
Professor Bansal explained how variability in test subjects might affect results as they are subject to interpretation.
So there are variabilities in current methods because subject to interpretation, as you rightly said. But also those variations should not be to the extreme level. What we found, what we saw in the choice reports, and some of those products were retested. Now TGA has come back and some of these products are taken off the market. So we do expect some level of variability, but not to an extent where SPF 60 was reported or 50 plus was reported. Now it's coming to SPF 4. So there have been some issues with the testing bodies as well, some of these testing agencies. And yes, there's inherent variability in the in vivo testing method.
So how do we know which sunscreen to buy? I asked Professor Bansal, what would you recommend to look out for to make sure the one you're buying is reliable?
Out of choice reports, there were a few products that came out as originally claimed. So while TGA is investigating the other products, I think we might safely use those products at the moment, while I'm not advocating one brand over other. And at the end of the day, sunscreen is only one of the 5 different ways of protecting ourselves against the UV radiation. So we should wear protective clothing and all. And we should still use sunscreen because it provides an additional level of protection. And when we talk about different SPF values, there's small differences in the amount of UV it blocks, really. So even if the SPF values are slightly lower than originally claimed, I think it's still worth applying the sunscreens.
Professor Vipul Bansal, founding director of the Sir Ian Porter Nanobiosensing Facility, speaking there with Ruby Ward.